Hello and welcome to 3 Minutes with Newman. This is Father Juan Velez. The pandemic infection of COVID-19 has caused many deaths, illnesses, and losses to people and nations. In the face of this tragedy, what is the spiritual response of Christians? This tragedy should lead us to pray more, entrusting others and ourselves to God. St. John Henry Newman begins a sermon titled Intercession with words from the Scriptures. Quote, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. End of quote. Naturally, we pray for ourselves. Newman writes, the apostles especially insist on another kind of prayer for others, for ourselves with others, for the church, and for the world, that it may be brought into the church. End of quote. St. John Henry further cites various injunctions to prayer from the Scriptures. One of these, quote, I exhort that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and all that are in authority. I will therefore that men pray in every place, end of quote. He points out that whereas at first sight some exhortations are to pray for self, they are found, quote, really to have in view the good of the church, end of quote. St. Paul writes, we give thanks to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you. And we give thanks to God always for you all, making mention of you in our prayers, end of quote. So much of Christian prayer is intercessory for ordinations, cures, missions, etc. He adds, quote, such is the lesson taught us by the words and deeds of the apostles and their brethren. Nor could it be otherwise. If Christianity be a social religion, as it is preeminently, if Christians are to live together, they will pray together, and united prayer is necessarily of an intercessory character, as being offered for each other and for the whole, and for self as one of the whole. End of quote. We understand the gravity of the wide world spread of this deadly virus and the many deaths it has caused. We know the need to turn to God in prayer, but are we doing so? And for what are we praying? Each one should examine himself or herself, resolve to pray to God, the Creator and Father, for mercy, resolve to say some specific prayers. And if you are doing so already, ask yourself, what more could I pray? Newman teaches that, quote, intercession is the kind of prayer distinguishing a Christian from such as are not Christians, end of quote. He then explains that the Christian is in a condition to offer such prayer because he is justified, that is, in a state of grace, and obedient to God. Accordingly, he cites the example of the blind man who was cured, and said of Christ, quote, we know that God heareth not sinners, but if any man be a worshipper of God and doeth his will, him he heareth, end of quote. And he continues with words of St. James, who says, quote, the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous man availeth much, end of quote. And of St. John, quote, whatsoever we ask we receive of him, because we keep his commandments, and do those things that are pleasing in his sight, end of quote. In addition to helping those who are sick and in need, and taking precautions not to spread COVID-19, we must turn to our Father God with faith and implore his mercy. Ask him to sustain the healthcare professionals, heal the sick, and bring comfort to the sorrowful. As we do so, let us turn often to the Virgin Mary, Mother of Christ, and our Mother, asking her to intercede for us. In many places, Masses will be cancelled. This does not keep us from following the Mass on television and making a spiritual communion. We have been blessed living in a time of good health, care, and effective drugs. Many of us take this for granted. Our intercessory prayers can help join us with the many saints who have gone before us, who lived in a time without medicines or health care. These saints had only God during an illness, and we can draw strength from their witness. Praying to Our Lady of Good Help has given peace to many faithful in times of tribulation. Below is the beginning of a prayer to Our Lady of Good Hope. O Mary, Mother of God, who amidst the tribulations of the world watches over us and over the church of your Son, be to us and to the church truly Our Lady of Good Help. make haste to help us in all our necessities, that in this fleeting life you may be our succor and obtain for us what we ask for. Help us to gain life everlasting through the merits of Jesus, your Son, our Lord and Redeemer. Amen.